Hi, this is Straight from the Streets, your hour of power. Yes, this is Straight from the Streets, your hour of power. I'm your host, the Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee, and this is your station. That's right, Near2X Radio, the voice of the people. Near2X Radio, the voice of the people. We are a profanity-free station, and you can dial and get a pen and get a friend and grab the phone or your device and tap in www.blackonblackunity.com. And again, get a pen and a friend and dial on that iPad or that phone, www.blackonblackunity.com. All right, we have a wonderful and tremendous show. And today we're going to be talking about the Black business and entrepreneurship. And a lot of times, and we have a guest that's coming on, so I'll wait till my guest gets on, but until then, guess what? We have the information. So what we're going to do is just share about what do we do to take care of ourselves. When you look on the outside and you see pimples or you see ingrown hairs, what are some of the products that you use? Do you go back to the old days when we used to use oatmeal and, you know, whatever to get rid of stuff? Toothpaste, I remember we used to use toothpaste as a way to knock down some pimples. But the reason that we used toothpaste at that time, it wasn't based on trying to really find resolve. It was that we didn't have the money to pay for the products. So what we're finding out as we get older, that there are a lot of products that we can use that are naturally built for your body and for your mind. So again, we're going to talk a little bit about what is it on the outside that we can work on, but I would be remiss and I wouldn't be the right person to tell you that is what's on the inside that really, really counts. It's good to have a clear face, but do you have a clear mind? It's good to have a nice, beautiful neckline, but do you have a bad attitude? So these are the things that I think that are so important when you look at the skincare products, that you can't just address the outside issues of us as a people. We got to address the inside, too. Let's dress up the honesty, the loyalty, the truth, the trust, and love. Now, one thing that I've learned in going to some of the meetings, the NA and AA meetings, that sometimes we can dress up a garbage can, but the garbage can somehow always stinks. And what do I mean by that? It reeks the bad, the worst of who you are. If you have bitterness, then that comes out. And you can be, your best dress is never in your style and fashion, but it's your conduct as an individual. How do you treat your brother, your sister, the person who you work with, your coworker, your children, your grandmama, your auntie, all of those? Because these are significant things that really show that we're clean. And it's a song, if I'm correct, by Donald Lawrence. No, I think it's by Hezekiah Walker. It says, "Won't he make you clean, dun, 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 inside? Won't he make you clean?" Now, let's talk about that one. Man, white wall. What does that mean? You know, like white wall tires? White wall is the outside exterior that is done with a white precision around a tire. White wash is meaning that it's clean from the inside. So that's why the song said, "Won't he make you clean inside? God, make you clean, me clean inside." Because the honesty is not dressed up in Gucci. It's not dressed up in that. Honesty, loyalty, truth, trust, integrity, they stand on their own. They're called characters, characteristics inside of men and women, young, old, and alike. But the end result is what you practice in the day will come out at night. And what you come out in the night will come out in the day. That's what God does. He does the best work on the inside, not on the outside. Because when you were in love, or when I was in love, in means that you go inwards to something. into the darkness. That means that you're walking into something. That's what the end is, the end part, the inner you, the part of you that no one else can see but only you, the inward part. So today I think that I was just looking at what are some of the products that you use. Now for myself, I use a lot of natural stuff myself, but all of these products produce the same thing. And what do I mean by that? It's based on your pigmentation. If you have oily skin, you wouldn't use a product that's oily. You wouldn't use oil, because I have oily skin. So you wouldn't use a product that's oily. So the only thing that you basically could do is use something that works effectively for you. And God doesn't use one mechanism to bless us all. He uses his own intervention plan for us. And that's the same thing for your skin care. You can't use Noxzema if your face needs Jergens or Dove. You have to use the product that's going to bring the best results. So I'm saying the same thing to you. You have to use the best thing for you that's going to make you the best you. But I've never seen someone, you need to, this is straight from the street, your hour of power. You need to go get a friend and a pen and whoever to share this wonderful insight on skin product, but also inner product. I've never seen somebody use bad products and be the best that they are. Let me repeat that again. That just hit me. So thank you, God. I've never seen someone use bad products and become the best actor. Why? Because the worst things in you don't bring the best in you. You know that, just like I know that. They don't bring the best out of you. So the piece, what I'm saying to you today is, how can you be the best you? The best you. And good, better, best, great. How can we get you to the best, the greatest, who you are? All of us are what I consider spiritual warriors. We're trying to find a place where we can be the best we can be for our family, for our communities, for our loved ones, and an example to our children, grandchildren, extended family. In doing so, in being the best you can be, you can't always give people a piece of your mind. What does that mean? You're going to be the first one to let them have it. No, that's not cool. And let me just say this. I'll be the first one to tell you right now that I've tried that away. But when you go that away, family, that way never brings anything good out of who you are and who I am. And I'll give you an example. I was down at the public, at one of the storage places. And the people said that they were going to raise the fare of the storage from $280 to $311 without even telling me. I didn't get nothing in the mail. I didn't get anything. So I came to do battle, not in a physical way. So doing battle. And if you're tuning in to Straight from the Street, you're out of power. I'm your host, the Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee, talking about skin products. But the skin products, now that I'm talking about the inward part, the inner self, the key essentials that make you shine on the inside just as well as the outside. So we're going to get with the stuff that makes you light and bright and the stuff that you can use for blackheads and all that. We'll get to that. But right now I want to talk about the key ingredients on the inner man, the inner self. The I-N-N-E-R, self. Now, so what I did in going back was I was ready to argue. Oh, I came with my paperwork showing them that how could you dare get over on me? And sometimes some people just like to fight just to fight. If you ever remember the story of Tennessee Red, I'm telling my age, but it was one of those cartoons with it was a big chicken called Chicken Hawk. He would go out there, and it was a little small chicken, and he was a boxer, so he was real young. So he said, I say, boss, when the bell rang, I need you to come out swinging. So I was ready to come and out swing, friend. I was ready to do battle verbally over this bill that was given to me. And God always uses signs to show us before you get to any place. And say, oh, I never saw it coming. In any relationship, you saw it coming, but you just didn't see the signs. Because life does have signs. Do you pay attention to them? No. And I can say we. I can say the same thing. Sometimes we don't. But in this case, I paid attention to the sign. So the lady said, excuse me, baby. I just want to tell you that if I offended you in any way, I'm sorry. That I really need to get this stuff out of here. And remember, you got to be able to hear the spirit of God in the people around you. God not using a duck or a whale or none of that. He's going to use sister whoever, brother whoever, the little kid whoever. Good things come to those who wait, but if you sleep on arrival, you'll miss it. Let me go back again. Good things come to those who wait, but if you sleep on arrival, you'll miss it. What do you mean? Your third eye. How do you see it with that eye, that spiritual eye that God gave? Sort of like they say that it's that inner voice. So one that says, turn left. No, the other one says, turn right. So that those are the inner characteristics of what God is trying to do to tap your attention, to let you know to be aware. I'm here. And I want you to pay attention to what I'm trying to do for you, son or daughter, my child. So in this case, this older lady apologized, but she never said anything really negative. And afterwards, all the fight that I had, because remember I said I came ready to fight. I was waiting for the bell, like, ding, 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 ding. Look here, you got here, whatever. So what she explained to the our elder was saying, hey, I just got this assignment here. We just bought this place, and I really don't know what's going on. But one thing I can tell you is that if there's anything that I can do, I want to help you. And she told that to the lady that, you know, the elder that superseded me, I'm sorry, in line. How could I fight the presence of God showing up in this wonderful woman of God, this instrument of God, this woman of righteousness? Some of the greatest sermons are never preached, they're lived. This was a livable sermon preached right in front of me, with humility, with clarity. And it was so beautiful to see us people navigating in their best behavior to be the best they could be to help us communicate and be understood. No, not right. I didn't say right, to be understood, because it wasn't about who was right, but what was right. What was right was the principle that I didn't want to, that the elder didn't want to give her all her baggage and what it was that she went through. And she started out like what any great woman, good, better, better, great. She was great on that one. Give me if I offended you. And you know what I found out, family? She never offended her. She never offended her. She gave her everything that she needed to be the best that she can be. So when it was my time and I got up there, I said, hey, hello? And the young lady name was Rachel. She said, how can I help you? I said, you know what? I said, after what this wonderful woman, sister, shared, I came ready to fight, but after what she said, I dropped all my weapons. And I just want to tell you that, is there anything that you think that you can do to help? She said, well, I may not be able to help you. So the goal to drop the story, to make the story go a little bit faster, she knocked it all the way down from 311 to 280. And you know what that is? That's a blessing. A blessing. So I was able to receive a blessing based off of humility, following the signs, and the presence of God and the person before me. And I got blessed. And we need to stop thinking about all this big stuff. Like every time, you know, oh, I'm blessed coming, I'm blessed going. Stop. We ain't always blessed. If you got people that are sick, people that are going through bad situations in life, and I once heard a preacher say, I never had a bad day in my life. In theory, that sounds good, but in practice, it's not. And Dr. King said it this way, injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. Injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. So you slapping me, that's not justice for you. It's injustice for me, but it's injustice for you because that same person that may slap me may end up slapping you with a fine. It don't have to always be physical. It can be monetary. It can be emotional. And I think that we have to open up the grasp of our understanding about inner work and beauty. I agree with beauty on the outside, but Lord knows I like what honesty looks like. And some people have more honesty than the other person. I'll give you an example. One of the brothers lost $300,000, and the person found it. And when they found it, they gave that person $100. Was that equal? No. Because what I think in hindsight, that lets the person know that really I could have kept it and got more than being honest and I only got, you know, $100. And the other thing is you got to appreciate people for doing a big sacrifice. Because most people ain't giving back no $300,000. So to give them $100 was like a slap in the face. A slap in the face. Because they didn't have to give it back, one. Second, they didn't have to be nice to you. And third of all, why can't we appreciate the people who do great things for us? Now, I'm the type of person you can't do maneuvers around me or dance around me with stupidity and think that I'm going to agree with it. One, when you was out there hanging out with Lottie Dottie, rolling with everybody, and when you were doing what you do on the negative, let me put half down for this bottle, or let me put half down because I'm smoking over here. You didn't care what you used or how you used it, but you paid half for it. Here it is, someone out of the good consciousness. Remember said the inner workings of this is not cosmetic work. This is not whitewalling. This is whitewashing. It's cleaning up the nucleus, or if you want to say the bad stuff within your cardia, your heart, your thoughts, will, and emotion. That's the Greek word for heart, your cardia. This is a moment in time where someone reached within their self and found the best in who they are to give back someone $300,000. And what they said, wow, here's $100. Here you go. Get the step. Now, it's called example and experience. People learn from your experiences. And they become my example or other people's example. So in this case, if you were teaching your kid that example, and you remember a lot of times, I was young too, I wanted instant. And most persons, if they would have found $300,000 and there's no cameras or no nothing, they're not going to give it back. But if the person did give it back, Let's honor them, not with showbiz thank you, but with thank you that's truly appreciative. And $100 wasn't, in my eyesight, and I've had money before, but that right there was a great teaching moment for the world to see that if a celebrity loses it, that they can also bless you. But they didn't bless them. But that's their money, not mine. So, now, what is it that you can do to better clear up your face? Your face. If you got ingrown hairs and stuff like that, it's men and shaving. There are different things. You can use tweezers to get up in there. And sometimes within our skin, it gets stuck up in there. So you'll have to find some type of a pen or something to get in there to knock the hair out and pull it out with a tweezers. So some stuff, you're not going to be able to buy a product to get that. But what you can get is to go on some of the places like YouTube. I went on there and I found a great ingredient for hygiene in brushing your teeth to make them white instead of using whitener. It was called lemon juice, ginger, and baking soda. And this usual regular toothbrush, toothpaste that you use, I put that on there, and my teeth were, they looked wonderful, and they felt wonderful. And I think that that's something that don't cost you anything but just to get the product. Homeopathic, meaning that it's in-house, home done, and it's everyday products that you use, so they're a lot. I know one, oatmeal and eggs. What you do, you heat the oatmeal up. Well, first you put the egg on, but you just use the yolk. Wipe that on your face. Now, to someone, all of this stuff, if you listen to me, some of it may not work for you, but just like any product, you got to try it first before you see that it can work. So the egg will take and use the yolk, hard, let it harden up, and it'll look like a little white shell. Then you wipe it off and hit the little oatmeal on there, let it dry up and harden up, and you can see your stomach clean, because what the oatmeal does, it pulls out the stuff that's in your skin. And I learned that ingredient a long time ago. So there are other things that you can use to help your face. And a lot of times, if we're crafty and nifty about things, you can also use a small business to start some of your ideas. There's someone who may have an idea on how to be an entrepreneur. This may be that start. Maybe a recipe that was given to you from grandma, your uncle, your cousin, or whoever it may be, or a family tradition that's been passed down to you. And while I'm in my oracle, and that means storytelling, this is a true story. A friend of mine named Wallace, from Durham, North Carolina. And back in the day, Colonel Sanders, you know, the one that with the chicken, Colonel Sanders, that the chicken guy. He liked the recipe that Brother Wallace had. So every year, Brother Wallace would make this punch. It's done with ginger ale, some green stuff or whatever, pineapples or whatever. So remember, some people want to get your recipe or your ingredients for free. F-E-R-R. You're going to say free. And they don't want to pay anything because they want to get free. So the colonel came over and he said, "Hey, Wallace, how's it going?" He said, "Fine." He said, "Man," so he told the colonel, "Say, try this, man. Tell me what you think." He said, "Now, we can go a dime for each one, and we can go into it." It was a fair assessment of what he thought the cost was for the punch. To me, family, that was some banging punch. Banging punch. So my point was that the colonel would sit down, and each year he would try to mislead our brother to get the recipe for nothing. So sometime in life, keep yours to yourself. Now, there's another flip side to that, family. And if you're tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, Your Hour of Power, talking about entrepreneurship, skincare products, and natural homeopathic stuff, but also inter-skincare, dealing with the inner nuances of your cardia, your heart, your thoughts, your will, your emotions, the ugly, the bad, the good. How do you work on that? How do you get into that part of you? Well, I'm glad that you asked, because it's very important for us to look at the self-esteem. How do you see yourself? And the word self-esteem means how do you see yourself? If you say that I'm a killer, then you act like a killer. And I learned this from prison. I'm not going to let you call me shorty. I'm not going to let you call me anything that I think that ain't who I am, because you act on what it is that you think you are. If they called you killer, what do you think that's going to happen when a situation comes? Hey, killer, what you going to do? And I was taught by my good mentor, Reverend Taylor, that you have to watch the advice that you get. Because if you go to a gangster, you get a gangster answer. If you go to a killer, you get a killer answer. And in your vulnerability, make sure that you go to the people that you can truly see if it's not positivity, if that's where your lane is, or I say God. But a positive result out of things. You can't go to a boxer or other things and think that some of this stuff is going to be wisdom. And sometimes, family, it's okay for people to tell you no. That's no for now. That don't mean no forever. And if I could just get that in our kids here. And also adults. We think that no is forever. Well, no, we're not going here. But you be okay. Go on. Now, let me use another example in a way that I think that no is a good thing. If you knew that you had a substance abuse issue, or you had a time management issue, don't you think that you should tell the people, hey, I need 2 more weeks or a week to work on that? Because whatever you practice in the daytime, it comes out at night. Whatever you practice in the night, come out in the day. It's called a habit, whatever habit you got. I'm learning. Mine is time management. How do you get there ahead of time instead of behind time? Important, family. Why? Because that's something inter. That's a skin. That's an inner working, an inner self thing. Oh, he'll be late for everything. Nobody wants you to be late. They want you to be on time or ahead of time. And anything that you think that I'm saying wrong, hit the station. You can hit me up on Jerome D. Lee 1, JEROME1 at yahoo.com. Because it's important for us to be able to share wonderful and great information to build each other's self-esteem, the way you see yourself. A liar thinks that everybody lies. A thief thinks that everybody steals, but it's not like that. And you can only see in others what you see in yourself. So if I breathe out great things, then I'm talking to great people. Because small minds talk about people, average minds talk about events, great minds and ideas, and wonderful minds talk about liberation of how do you move people, places, things, and movements to the next level. And for those of us that are into the civil rights movement, it's about empowering young people, young and old, to say yes instead of saying no. Stop thinking that one person or your people dying is okay. And for those who say that, it's not until that come to your doorstep, then your thinking changed. It was cool as long as it was out there in their neighborhood or their avenue. But now it's on your street and your boulevard. You're tuning in. This is Straight from the Street, your Hour of Power. I'm your host, the Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee, and we're talking about the inner care, self-care, and also the how to use homeopathic, which means homemade remedies on how to cleanse your face, your mind. And after this commercial break in a few minutes, I want to talk on the second half about how to clean up your mind. How do you stop limiting yourself and God? And how do you start loving yourself like God sees you? That's powerful. I feel good with that one. How do you stop limiting yourself and God? And fear and God doesn't dwell in the same place. Let me back that up. You heard what I just said. Fear and God does not dwell in the same place. You can't say that you're a man of faith or a woman of faith or youth of faith or any person of faith and be scared. Because everything you got, you had to walk by faith. And let me also address this issue for some of us who do not understand the magnitude of history. In your everyday experiencing and living and loving and trying to understand the world, everything. Did you hear what I said? You can go pick up a pen and a friend and write this down and call them up at www and put it in there, www.blackonblackunity.com. Everything that we got, somebody died for. Yeah, do the Scooby-Doo to me. Yeah, everything you got. They weren't integrating people, blacks, into restaurants to eat. Some of the greatest singers, Nat King Cole, other singers, anyone that you can name through back from the 70s and somewhat of the 80s, they weren't able to go. Cab Calloway, Count Basie, I can just go on and on. Aretha Franklin, they had to stay in different parts of hotels. They weren't able to be in the same thing, same place. In the movie Genius, she broke the barrier as the first woman, period. I ain't even going to say black, but the first woman, period, to start putting her stamp by saying that, hold on, if I produce the song, then I'm a producer too. I ain't just a singer. And that means that she was able to walk with more power. And then when the guy came in there and said, oh, yeah, what about the? He said, man, that was a great idea with putting the pizza box on the piano. She said, that was my idea. Now, isn't that funny? Everybody else want to get paid for what you do, but you don't want to get paid for what you do. Start trusting in the God in you, the God in you. I didn't say you were God. I said the God in you, but you are a child of God. You are the essence of God, who you are, how you were made and given and being used. So don't you think that you should be paid? Now, we're going to take a station commercial break, and after this, we'll come right back. This is Straight from the Street, your Hour of Power, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
All right, we are sponsored this hour by the following. Big props to South Carolina Gamecocks women's basketball head coach Dawn Staley. Staley was named Nasmith Coach of the Year, coaching her team to victory, defeating UConn 64-49. Stacy is now a two-time winner of the award, who previously won the honors in 2020. She was also named USBWA, that's USB Women's National Coach of the Year, and SEC Coach of the Year. Her South Carolina team put in the victorious work with a 33-2 season and advanced to their fourth women's final in the past seven tournaments. This is Stacy's 14th season as head coach. Stacy was quick to recognize her entire team and staff while accepting her well-deserved Nasmith Trophy. Look, everyone knows the Honorable Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton not only talks the talk of anti-racism and advocates for voting and civil rights, our brother walks the walk. Let's all walk with him for the 32nd Annual National Convention in New York City. It's going on now. It started yesterday. April 6th is not too late. It is all free. And it lasts until Saturday, April 9th, 2022. That's right. Brother Sharpton is bringing high-level government officials, and he's bringing them to the community once again. Last night, they had our sister Yolanda Adams lighting it up for real. It's your opportunity, literally, to be heard. Let's stop crying and complaining about the lawmakers and meet them to dialogue, demand, and follow up on our civic interests. Again, 4 big days, 3 days left at Times Square at the Sheraton Hotel. Let's step it up. The Honorable Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton and the National Action Network have done their part. Citizens have traveled from all walks of life, from all over the country, to meet and make positive changes. And look, hold their officials accountable. All of the events, again, are free. For more information, you want to go to www.nationalactionnetwork.net. There's still time to register and be up there and be in the knowing. Look, be sure to get all your wisdom, love, and understanding every Friday with radio host Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee on his show, Straight from the Streets. Reverend Lee has a brand new show every Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. We're found online at www.blackonblackunity.com. And at this time, we're going to go back to the show Straight from the Streets from our brother, indeed, it's Brother Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee.
We just want to thank all those great men and women who labor to make the venue of the community a powerful place for us to live in. And I'm so thankful that last month was Women's Month and that we were able to celebrate sheroes and heroes who do wonderful work day in and day out. And I'm so glad that on this wonderful station that we have great sheroes that just do a phenomenal job in being the best that they can be. They're dream makers. They're dream sparkers. And what I love about the essence of them, they shine like a ray of light. When you hear the authenticity in their voices, in their stories and in their narration of who we are and what we are and our experiences as individual, as people, but most of all, children of God, trying to understand how could we stop this assault on our kids, our community, and the world, and how can we be better communicators to each other. So I'm so thankful that this station, Near 2 X Radio, the voice of the people, is a vehicle of love, healing, and a bright light of love going out into the universes, into the corners and the places and the hamlets and the valleys and the hills to bring healing. So this is a healing moment. We may be talking about cosmetic and the outer exterior. But there's no need to pay for. Let's say if the stuff for your face is $300, but you got a $3 thinking or a $3 attitude that when somebody crosses over you or bump the horn at you, that you exact revenge. That's not beautiful. That's ugly. So I would rather address that in order to help you look beautiful from the inside. Because whatever you dressed on the outside, God can always make the inside look better. Let me say that again. Whatever you work with on the outside, God can always make it better from the inside. The pain on the outside says that I need a Band-Aid. But the pain on the inside says I'm hurting. So the Band-Aid addresses the outer pain. But the inner pain, pills can't help. But a promise from God that your purpose sent here was to be able to give somebody a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, to be able to get it right. Because Lord knows, if you want to talk about somebody that, as War said back in the day, slipping in the darkness, I was falling in the darkness. I wasn't slipping, I was falling. And really, I should have got ran over. But, that but. And but is always an addendum to something that is yet to come. But, and then something that's about to come. But, God's grace and mercy. So on this day, I thank all participants who thought about an idea about a skincare product. But the greatest skincare product is called love. Ah, thank you. Love. If I could put it in a can, put it in a bottle, put it in a prescription, I would recommend that every day of my life. My brother Jerome, what do you think that could work to heal the faces of the world? Can you write a prescription? Sure, here it is. But I can't write a prescription for that. It has to come with that self-esteem. It has to come with the you working on you, whether it's through therapy, whether it's through God, or whether it's NAAA, whether it's a self-awareness group, or whether it's you and your brothers and your sisters coming to the table of brotherhood and sisterhood, or if it's just you coming to the station saying that this is my voice. And I'm one of them people, Reverend, who needed to hear this, what you're saying. I need a new facelift, but I don't have no money. But what I do have is an open heart, an open mind to receive new information to be better on the inside, because that's better than a facelift. Oh, good and wonderful how it is for brethren and sister to dwell together. So just imagine if you pulled up on me and said, hey, my brother, man, I'm wearing that honesty because of what I heard. Oh, I got a bag of loyalty. Do you want to borrow some? And if I could ever borrow anything from the inside, and the Bible says, oh, no man, nothing but love, or no human being. So I'm so thankful today that we're having this topic on homeopathic self-care. How do you care for you when you hurt? How do you go back and reflect on that good counseling or good wisdom. I had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, and always remember, it's never about who is right, but what is right. Because when what is right, you both can see it on the same plane. And one thing about wisdom, it comes in all type of vehicles, meaning people, not from a Mercedes or a Honda or anything. No, not that type of vehicle. It comes through people. And the wisdom that this person gave me, it blessed me so much that today I almost feel like an old psalmist said, lift every voice and sing, till heaven and earth ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise, high as the listening sky, loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has for us, facing the rising sun of a new day. And when you get a new day, you have a new way to do something better than yesterday. And if I can ever tell you the best two skincare products that you could buy, but you can't buy, that has to come in through you, it's forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgive the person who did something to you in order for you to move on. Not for them, it's for you too. And once after you forgive, you can move on in the power and the presence of who you are as an individual. But as long as you're still stuck in pain, you can't find your promise. Because your promise means that you have to grow through in order to get to where you need to go. And believe me, family, this ain't something that I'm propagating as to say, it's not fact-finding. This is facts. Because if you don't learn the lessons in life, you'll keep repeating the cycle. And in family, we have generational curses. And what does that mean? Something that's been perpetuated generation after generation. Alcoholism. Sex addiction. Kid addiction. Meaning that your self-esteem is based on your lower side instead of your higher side. Because whenever you use your lower side, always know that nothing can always be the best. Because the lower side of you can never produce the best and greatest work of who you are, because you need your mind. I've never seen nobody say, you know what? I've been lifting weights, and I've been lifting up a whole lot of problems, and man, I'm so swole up off of life, I can't do it no more. Because you can't. Love covers a multitude of sin, not weight lifting. And whatever weight that you lift to help somebody else, they got to want to lift it up off their chest. It's just like bench pressing. You may want to spot me, and a spotter is the person who makes sure that you don't get crushed with the weight. But God is your spotter. He's going to make sure that you don't get crushed. Because the scripture tells us, for every temptation, there's a way of escape. And it says, bow unto him who's able to keep you from falling. But the question is, do you want to be kept? And I'm still talking about homeopathic skincare products. But I'm talking about the inner, the I-N-N-E-R, self. Because once when you get this stuff fixed in the inside, I'll guarantee you that whatever you put on, you will be looking fabulous. And you don't need a Gucci. You don't need an Armani. You don't need none of that. All you need is to put loyalty on, truth on, trust, love, greatness. And when you put those on, family, I'm looking at a whole new person on the inside. Because if I ever fix the inside. The outside won't be no issue. Because in America, we call that window shopping. 50 Cent used to sing, "You's a window shopper, you're mad at me, and I think you know why you." And a window shopper is someone who always goes through the store to look at the best, the brightest, and the giftedest, or the most, or the best things in the store, but they never buy it. And I'm saying to you, you can buy all of what I'm talking about. Because it's inside of you, family. It's inside of you, you, you. You got honesty. You got loyalty. You got trust. It's almost being like on the Oprah Winfrey show when they say, "You get a car, you get a car, you get a car." Well, on this show, you can get faith. You can get love. You can get honesty. You can, you can. Because it's all inside of you. God is so beautiful that he wouldn't just give it all to me and not give you some or give them some. And I was LC, legally crazy. LS, legally slow. LD, legally dumb. And I thought I was LS in another way. I thought I was legally special and legally smart. But Lord knows. This is Straight from the Street, your hour of power. And this is so much power in this hour that whatever skincare products that you purchase from this station under Honesty, send it to the station and give them a portion of whatever you were going to buy in the store. So if you were going to buy some healthcare products or some Noxzema for $10, send five of it to the station. Why? Because this product is guaranteed, because all that we need is a good teacher. All we need is someone to help us revive this great inner beauty that we got and our self-esteem. We've been through all, everything that we've been through chicken pox, through everything that the world, a tsunami, anything. We always bounce back. We as a people, the human race, as a human family, we always bounce back. And I submit to you on this day that whatever dream that you have, whatever idea that you have, hold on to your promise. Because change is going to come. But it got to come through you. And I had to learn this lesson. So if you don't get anything, get this. Get this right here, what I'm about to tell you. All this information that I'm sharing. Ain't nobody said, it's going to cost you $8, $10, $20. Say, yeah, ain't nobody saying that. I'm saying yes to you that this doesn't cost you anything. The investment on this information is that you apply it. That's all I'm asking. I didn't ask you to do anything else but just apply the information that's being shared with you. So pick up a pen, a friend, a device, and if you got people that you know that really won't change, this is a change moment right now. This is a change movement right now. This is a change time for you to do something different. Now, let me go back to my teaching moment. We always want everybody else to change. But can I tell you this? You're going to have to change too. And when you change, then you'll stop blowing your tube trying to make everybody else live the world, live like you want them to live. But it's not even like that. We started out with 10 commandments that had 610 ceremonial laws that didn't have anything to do with those 10 commandments. Well, you got to wipe your feet over there. If you touch the spark plug and touch this over here, that you know that's a sin. That's stuff that people are making up. I'm just using that as an example. Not really true, but that's where the other stuff comes in at. So my point to you and to me is that this is tested and proven. You got to be the change agent for you. Why they keep doing it? Let me just tell you, I've lived long enough to know that wherever that I go and wherever I work, and I'm claiming all of this, my own business stuff to do, is that no individual is going to make me, when I see you, look the other way and go up the street and because I'm mad at you. Nah, please, you ain't even worth all that. Because I love me. I love me. I don't love you more than me because I ain't going to let you flip me all out over something that ain't got nothing about nothing. And when you start loving you, you'll care less about what other people think. Because I'm working on me. And sometimes in your new you, you're going to have to let go old people. Can't say amen, say ouch. You have to let go old people, old places, and old things. And some of us just like hanging around old things that don't mean you no good. Don't mean you no good. And some of the people supposed to be in your life for a season, and you trying to make them a permanent fixture. No, they were just like what you call that rocket. They were parts of the rocket that had to fall off that couldn't go into space. Well, there's a new level in your life that you're trying to get to that the rocket that them people need to fall off to. I've done that. And I'm so glad that they fell off. You know why? Because when they fell off, other habits fell off too. And now I can shine like new money. So when they say, oh, integrity, oh, yeah. Oh, I thought he smokes it out. Oh, nah, but that's wrong. And the Bible tells us that also that those things, if I try to go back into that, it's going to be worse to get out of it. So I just want to say this is the day that God has made for you and for me to create new things within inside of you. Be excited about being a new you. And Lord knows, I thank God for all of those under the sound of my voice because I don't want to be in pieces. I want to be in peace. Peace and harmony with you. Peace and harmony with you and you and you and you. Why? Because when I'm in peace with you and you, then the world is a better place to live in. But if I'm in pieces, there's no way I'm fighting you because you live on 18th Street and I live on 16th Street. That's crazy. That's tribalism at its worst. And I don't need to kill you in order to make me look good. When all I have to do is kill my lower desires, the desires in me need to die, not you. Let me repeat that again. The desires in me have to die in order for you to live because they are negative desires, not positive. Because if I ever use the positive in me, I can never kill the negative in you because at the end of the day, me and you are just like each other. We're all children of God. So, as I end this session, but never ending this moment, I just want to say to each and every one of you, spend your 60 seconds. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to you to use it. A tiny minute and an eternity is in it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to you to use it. A tiny minute in it. Eternity is in it. So what you going to do with your 60 seconds today? Learn how to love the love that you never loved before because that love that you're looking for can never be given to you on the outside. It's always on the inside. So until we meet next week, love yourself and just keep on loving you until you love the best of who you are into existence. Peace and blessing, family.
All right. You've been listening to another exciting, informative, powerful lecture ministry from Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee. He's on again every Friday with a brand new message for you and I here on Neo2X Radio, the voice of the people, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blackonblackunity.com. NeaTwoXRadio.com. Now, content heard on Nia2X Radio is not necessarily the views or opinions of our station owners, producers, managers, advertisers, or others involved with Nia2X Radio. But we want you to keep it right here because you want to hear the next show coming up, and that is with Minister Michael Moore with his show called Iron Sharpens Iron right here following this show. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our advertisers. Thank you to all that are involved with Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. We appreciate you all. Have a pleasant, pleasant